Good afternoon, everyone. Gary, thank you so much for the kind introduction, and it is only for out of my love and respect for Mayor Menino that I let you get away with that slight reference to the team from New England. I really look forward to continuing the great work relationship, great partnership between Baltimore and Caesars Entertainment. I want to also thank John Payne and Chad Barnhill, who have worked very closely with the city and have been great partners as well. This is an exciting day for Baltimore and for the state of Maryland. It is no small feat to get to this point. Today we are celebrating a major milestone, moving this critically important project forward. Before I begin, I want to thank all of my colleagues in government for their unwavering support. Today, we are honored to be joined by members of the state delegation as well as members of the Baltimore City Council. Senator Bill Ferguson is here. Senator Nathaniel McFadden is here. Delegate Nathaniel Oakes is here. Delegate Sean Tarrant, I know I saw him from the City Council. We have the Dean of the City Council, Councilman Ricky Spector. The Vice President of the City Council, who is also the council person for, not that you'll have any residents, but for the business of the horseshoe, unless you count Councilman Welch's mom, who I'm sure will be down here quite a bit. Councilman Pete Welch is here. Councilwoman Sharon Middleton is here. Councilman Bobby Curran, who might have to you might have to cheat on your horses to come down here to the horseshoe and be supportive. And Councilman Bill Henry, I hope. Thank you all for being here. We can give them all a hand. Councilman Nick Mosby, thank you very much for being here as well. You're not sitting with the class, so I missed you. I'm sorry. So early on, these leaders understood the significance of this investment and its ability to help us create more jobs and opportunities for our citizens. The council in particular, I want to thank with the leadership of the vice president, who really took the lead on a lot of this, move this project forward deliberately, inclusively and efficiently, and I really want to thank the Vice President for all of his hard work. As you know, local, small, and minority-owned businesses are vital to growing our economy and are important to me and to the city of Baltimore, and there are several small minority, and local-owned businesses that will be a part of this project, and if you will indulge me, I just want to talk about a few. Kevin Johnson and Marty Glaze of Commercial Construction, they're here. Les Jones, I see you in your work outfit at P&J Contracting and Demolition. Nick Trappas of Art Construction Services, thank you for being here. Denise Sullivan of Urban Green Tank Removal. Sharon Jerengen, I hope I'm Jerengen, and James Jerengen of Jerengen Contract Foundation and Pumping. I hope you're here as well. You might be already out there on the scene on site working. And Jerome Stevens and Brunelda Stevens of A&A Construction and Utilities, thank you for all of our local minority partners for stepping up to the plate. I'm really proud to say that as of today, 16 of the 24 minority contractors that will be working on this project are city-certified companies. I also want to quickly recognize those individuals in my administration who have been involved and will continue to be involved throughout this process, playing a vital role in making sure that the local residents and minority businesses are connected with jobs and business opportunities associated with this project. Brenda McKenzie, BDC president, and her team of professionals, I really want to thank the team of BDC for moving this project forward. Especially Kim Clark. I know that I think I saw Kim in here, who's, yes, there you are in your ponytail, who's been working on this project and never giving up. Ms. Karen Sitnick, I hope she's here. Karen, Mayor's Office of Employment Development. At my direction, Karen has been working with CBAG Gaming to develop a local hiring plan designed to ensure that city residents are prepared for and have access to the job opportunities which will result from this project. In keeping with this plan, MOED has created a new recruitment coordinator position to help identify qualified city residents to apply for positions at this facility. Yes, we will do this for Horseshoe Casinos, but if you are a job creator in Baltimore, we will do this for you too. We have a concierge service through the Mayor's Office of Employment Development. We are your outsourced human resource department. If you need an employee, do not fear. Just tell us what you want, and as Romney said, we'll give you a binder full of capable, qualified candidates. I want to also acknowledge Sharon Pender, Director of Mayor's Office of Minority and Women-Owned Business Development, in coordinating our MBE-WBE community. Thank you, Sharon. I also want to thank Tom Noonan of Visit Baltimore. I know that you can't wait to start talking about this, and I didn't recognize Senator Verna Jones Rodwell. I saw you. Sorry, I missed you. I don't know how in the beautiful purple, Ravens purple. I don't know how I missed you. And I also want to thank my Economic and Neighborhood Development team as well as the Housing Department. I know that Commissioner Graziano is here. So I want to thank all of those partners. Now, after saying all of that, I want everyone to close your eyes for just a moment and imagine this area in the next 3 to 5 years. Building off of the strength of Camden Yards, M&T Bank Stadium, and our great hotels and restaurants, this gateway into Baltimore's downtown will be transformed. The Horseshoe Casino will not only be an economic generator in terms of new jobs and tax revenues, it will be an engine that will fuel millions of dollars in new development throughout this area. Funds from this casino, including table game revenues, will be used to help build new schools, recreation centers, to support community grants in South Baltimore and in the communities of Park Heights. In addition, the city's income from the ground lease supports a 20-cent property tax reduction for Baltimore City homeowners. This is a major step forward in our ongoing efforts to provide tax relief to attract and retain our residents. And most importantly, Horseshoe has committed to the Employ Baltimore program and will make every effort to employ Baltimore City residents. Make no mistake, the economic impact of this project on the city is historic. And on the heels of the worst recession since the Great Depression, when many families are still struggling to find job opportunities, this could not come at a better time. During construction of this project, it will support nearly 2,000 direct and indirect construction jobs and $119 million in wages and benefits. And once it's open, the Horseshoe is expected to generate 1,900 direct and indirect permanent jobs and wages and benefits of $72 million each year. I'm also very proud of the fact that my administration was successful in this past session in passing a bill to ensure that the citizens in need of a second chance are not legally denied the opportunity to apply for casino jobs. This is about being inclusive and making sure that all of Baltimore's residents have opportunities here with this incredible project. Horseshoe brings with it the promise of a new day for Baltimore. It means more reasons for people to visit this wonderful city. It means more business for our local tourism and hospitality economy. It means even more investment in downtown's gateway. Visitors will come to experience the excitement of the casino, and they will be taken in by the lure of our local shops and restaurants and amenities that make Baltimore the Baltimore that we know and love. I want to thank Caesars, and I also have a thank you to the dozens of local partners who have committed millions to this project. Thank you for believing in Baltimore and making sure that our best days are ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor.